Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
From a personal standpoint, if he felt this was right for him, then he absolutely made the right decision. It may not be the right decision for other people who choose to put themselves in a situation of risk for reward. That's their decision. They do what they want to do. But Chris felt as if it wasn't right for him. He suffered a mild concussion. He believed it wasn't diagnosed, but he felt he suffered one in training camp. And that just triggered a bunch of thoughts about how he wants to live the rest of his life. He started doing research during the year. It was a season-long process. And he got to a point where he realized, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life because I don't know how long I can do this without seriously injuring myself.
There's a sports reporter who joined me on the Good Day program earlier this week talking about Chris Borland leaving a promising NFL career with the San Francisco 49ers. He was concerned about the concussions that he'd had when he was playing in football circles, high school, college, that sort of thing. So that became the number 10 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, the world of conversation on the radio, Chris Borland and his situation. Welcome in here to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 talk topics of the week. I love saying that as many times as I can during this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the review of things for the week of Friday, March the 20th. All the things that have gone into our research, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, interviewing and listening to, overviewing talk radio programs, hosts, stations around the country to get us this list, a countdown from number 10 to number 1. And so with the Chris Borland thing goes some interesting side conversation about where we are as we go into the weekend with a new Pisces moon. If you're into astrology, the super moon is an equinox, is an eclipse. There is the beginning of spring, all of these things, very powerful. People have been thinking all this week about possibilities. If you've been thinking about that, trying to change what's going on in your life, that's why it's, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, that's why it's going on. So food for thought, which is what good talk is all about. That's number 10 anyway.
Number 9.
Ah, yes, Dick Cheney gets interviewed by Playboy. I wonder how that all, who in the world thought that the readers of Playboy would be interested in what Dick Cheney had to say. Well, obviously, it's helped him because they're selling a lot of copies of this issue. So here's James Rosen talking to Megyn Kelly on Fox about some of the points from the interview that he did with Cheney. He was the one that did the interview before Megyn had some fun with him for publishing the interview in Playboy.
There was the famous order Cheney issued on 9/11 for the military to shoot down the plane that ultimately crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Mr. Bush and Cheney have always maintained that the president gave Cheney that authority in a phone call that morning, but that call is not entered in any official phone logs.
This controversy places you in an exceedingly rare and awkward position for Dick Cheney because it places you in the position of asserting things for which there is no documentary evidence, which is very unlike you. I wonder if you understand why questions have been raised about that whole set of events.
No. No, I think it's been well and exhaustively covered and discussed. And I don't think there's anything else to be added.
In his 2008 book, Angler, reporter Barton Gellman accused Cheney of bypassing normal White House procedures to get his way from President Bush on key policy issues in a way that Cheney, when he was chief of staff to Gerald Ford, would not have tolerated. This Cheney effectively admitted to me.
In the aftermath, especially at 9/11, we needed to get things done, and on occasion, I would use the position I had and the relationship I had with the president to short circuit the system, no question about it.
All right, James, so how much of this was done because you wanted to chronicle the living history of Dick Cheney, and how much of it was done because you wanted to be a truthful man when you tell your wife you read Playboy for the articles?
Well, point of fact, Megan, and I don't care for the tone. I don't care for the tone. No, I'm kidding. This is my fourth article for Playboy dating back to 2006, and the interviews were structured
the
like a
prosecution rests.
And now I'm going to even further dig the hole. This was structured as an oral history in which we would span the vice president's entire life, from his childhood and his relationship with his parents all the way through his service in various administrations up through the present day.
Was there a photo shoot? Concerned.
There was a photo shoot, and our Fox News colleague Nick Kalman, a decorated combat photographer, took the photographs of Vice President Cheney that
you've
seen
Nick.
In the magazine.
Poor Nick.
Oh, he was paid.
Number 8. Okay, so that was a good time was had by all that would appear in that circumstance. Number 8 is a really kind of out of left field controversy that's gaining a lot of traction or ground. The conversation about Starbucks and the race conversation campaign on the side of their cups. Have you seen that and talked about it? Here's host David Bowes talking about the campaign to have their employees talk with customers about race issues in our country.
This is the thing. There's a lot of blowback on this. A lot of people are poking fun. And I get it, because all I can imagine is going into Starbucks in the morning where everybody's in a hurry. You're trying to race to an appointment. You've got a sales meeting. You've got to get to work on time. You're just getting the pick-me-up. You're past that cup, and it says, race together, and that someone tells you, would you like to talk about race? Would you like to talk about Ferguson? Would you like to talk about... And I would just be thinking, first of all, you've got people around you in line. You don't know who you're going to offend. Other people are going to feel compelled to also get into that conversation. And in the meantime, if you say no, you look like you might be racist, or you're just a jerk. But if you say yes, you're slowing down the line for everybody else, right? So in my mind, I'm already in line. This has happened to me just multiple times of late, where I've been in the grocery store. I'm in line, and the lady in front of me or the young man in front of me is talking about family issues or dating issues with a person that's at the checkout line. And all I can think of is, okay, I'm right here. I'm a customer. I have worked in retail before. I don't mind if you guys talk, but could you move away and keep checking as this is happening so that I can get the heck out of here? I mean, I don't mind the chit-chat with people at certain times. Sometimes I'm even in the mood for it. And you can get a sense when somebody else is there, too. But I am certainly the type of person where if I'm in a line and there's other people behind me, I go into a near panic mode about the idea of holding other people back. And so, because I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be the guy that's in the fast lane slowing everybody else down. At Starbucks, you've got people who are genuinely in a hurry trying to get the pick-me-up. They're addicted to the caffeine. So people are just trying to get through, and all of a sudden you're going to have the baristas talk about race issues.
All right. There's some interesting food for thought, don't you think? Or maybe do too much in the pun department. It's 15 past the hour. You're listening to this week's overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Number seven this week on the countdown is a focus on racism in America, with a particular focus on the Oklahoma University racist song. Here's host Mike Pintek talking about all college fraternities that are getting into serious trouble, and whether or not it's time to get rid of the fraternity system altogether in our colleges.
The latest outrage is the Penn State fraternity that's been shut down now. Kappa Delta Rho, another sex scandal at Penn State. They're trying to get out from under the Jerry Sandusky thing. And now they got another sex scandal because this fraternity had a private Facebook page, allegedly with nude and partly nude women who had no idea their photographs were being taken in these awkward poses. Some of them may have been drugged, drunk, vomiting. And it's for the personal amusement of the frat brothers at this fraternity, because it was a private invitation-only Facebook page. They, law enforcement, also looking at depictions of apparent drug deals going on and some other stuff there, possibly illegal, and criminal charges may follow. So that, on top of the videos with the racism of that other fraternity that's been in the news, we got the fraternity that destroyed a hotel that was mentioned in the CBS report that I played a few minutes ago. You've got rapes, sexual assaults of various sorts, getting women drunk and drugged so you can have your way with them in the frat house, and then nobody knows anything. Oh, well, she consented. She said it was okay. We were just drinking. You got people who are dying because of hazing incidents that are going bad, even though they've been told to stop the hazing. You have people that have been in part of the hazing ritual. Drink until you are poisoned. So, I mean, that to me, that's tantamount to murder. So you have that going on. What else? Oh, the race stuff, that we saw the video there, and other forms of racism in fraternities. Is it time? I'm asking this question, a very serious question. It's not just me, by the way, but I'm the latest one to say, isn't it time to say, this is not part of higher education? This loutish frat boy, oh yeah, boys will be boys behavior from Animal House in the movies is not acceptable in a place of higher education. Is this what higher education is all about? Is this what we're subsidizing with our tax dollars? I will answer my own question. It is time to say enough is enough. This stops now.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. A lot of different racist situations presenting themselves this week, this month, this year. What's that all about? I'll tell you what we're doing here. We're all about the world of talk radio. Number six up next here. Stand by.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Yes, with number six as our focus here on the countdown, the ISIS battle. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I talked to Patrick Poole, the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media, about some of the threats that have come out this week from the ISIS group.
I think we need to take their intentions seriously as to whether they're actually able to, you know, direct their followers to, you know, attack or damage any of these sites. Well, then that's another story altogether, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what is the story here? Last week, a lot of attention paid to them because Boko Haram wants to join and be part of the party. We're still doing nothing. The West is doing nothing. It seems that the Iraqis, with some push, managed to rout ISIS from Tikrit, or did they really?
Well, they still, I mean, the battle for Tikrit is still ongoing, and I think I need to qualify, it's not really an Iraqi victory, it's really an Iranian victory. I mean, these are Iranian-backed Shiite militias that were, as the Daily Beast reported on Friday, were basically operating as Iran's air force in Iraq. And we're seeing some of the exact same atrocities that ISIS committed being committed by these Shia-backed militias that we're supporting in this effort. It's lunacy.
Well, the thing that a lot of people are questioning is the Iranian play here, and whether or not, mostly because of the Iraqi-Iranian anger and the wars and the turf and all this other stuff, the Iranians get a foothold in here, and they're going to want a piece
when
of the action,
left,
I think.
They did. Yeah, that's when they came in.
Right.
Well, and I just to recall, the Iranians probably killed more American soldiers in Iraq than Al-Qaeda did. Iran was active in opposing our occupation of Iraq, and they killed a lot of American soldiers, and yet here we are a couple years later, supporting their efforts to take over major portions of Sunni areas, predominantly Sunni areas in Iraq.
Well, and the same thing can be said for Syria and what's-his-face, who we've been trying to get out of office there for years. Now we're making deals with him, too, right? Assad.
Well, John Kerry was for Assad before he was against him. Now he's for them. Kerry made this statement over the weekend that, he would welcome Assad at the negotiating table. And, of course, there's that infamous picture of Kerry and his wife having dinner with Assad and his wife in Damascus here several years ago before 2011 and the U.S.-backed civil war in Syria. So, the constant shifting of U.S. policy in the region is just befuddling a lot of our allies as to exactly what we're up to. There doesn't seem to be any coherent and hasn't, there really hasn't been during this administration any coherent policy for the region.
Gee, what a shocker, huh? All right, so that's my own little editorial, and that'll be it. Let's review where we are at this point in our countdown. At number 10, Chris Borland quitting the 49ers, and the discussion once again about what happens in vigorous athletic events, concussions, and worried about what's going on in your brain. Dick Cheney speaking of what's going on in somebody's brain. Number 9 this week in the countdown, the Starbucks race conversation campaign, number 8, the OU racist song, number 7, and the battle against ISIS is the number 6 item. So that means we have numbers 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You've done the math. You know how this works. So that's the next half hour of this.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Number 5.
We continue now our review, the weekly review of the top 10 hits in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Ferguson, once again, in the front and center position. Here's host Charlie Brennan from St. Louis talking about an article in London's Daily Mail that gave some insight. Remember, this is an article in a London newspaper giving some insight into how the rest of the world sees the comings and goings of the problems in Ferguson, Missouri.
Daily Mail is the second most read newspaper in the UK. It's got close to 3.95 million daily readers. More than 100 million people visit its website every month. So it's a media leader, we'll put it that way. And it takes a look at Ferguson today, and it's not good. This is the Daily Mail out of London, taking a look at how St. Louisans have repaired the Ferguson area. Last year, Ferguson was in flames, and the locals who saw the rampage of violence nearly destroy their community prayed it would get better. Now, 8 months on from the shooting of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown, and 5 months after businesses and homes burned in riots, which followed a decision not to charge the policemen, the ruins remain as they were. Daily Mail went on the same streets that bore the brunt of the rioting last year. Many businesses are still shells and scenes of wreckage, despite promises that they would be rebuilt and flourish again. Those who have managed to continue earning their livelihoods by serving locals with things like burgers, liquor, or cutting hair say the situation is still a nightmare. This is from the Daily Mail of London, the UK's second leading newspaper, which is taking a look at Ferguson today. The blame is firmly laid at the feet of agitators and extremists intent on stoking the smoldering flames of the first bout of rioting and helping unleash more trouble. This weekend, listen to this. For some reason, this was not reported locally, as far as I know. An American flag was torn apart and left in the mud by nonviolent protesters who gathered outside the city's police headquarters, raising fresh fears of outside interference. And they show on the Daily Mail website a guy tearing the flag apart, and then you see it, this American flag, in the mud, all muddy and crumpled. Damage to the businesses is already estimated to have landed Ferguson with a $4 million repair bill, and those that continue operating report trading, or business, down by 25%. The Hunan Chop Suey Chinese restaurant on West Florissant, the street which became the main target of rioters, remains boarded up and has closed written in black ink across it. At the Prime Beauty Supply store in nearby Chambers Road, the business remains a total wreck with tons of rubble strewn across the ground. A message, "Jesus help us," welcomes visitors. And another, daubed across burned out wood, says, "America, wake up." It was once sealed off to the public by yellow tape installed by St. Louis County Police, but that has also fallen away as if to typify the sorry and neglected state of the area. This is St. Louis, 2015.
Number four item this week, focusing on Mrs. Clinton and the email probe once again. Here's host James Clary talking about the latest news from the State Department about what Mrs. Clinton did or did not do when she left her position as Secretary of State.
There's some new news that's come out about this, and you know, the scandal is Hillary's emails, and this has come up through the Benghazi investigation that the committee headed by Gowdy, Trey Gowdy, is it Troy or Trey? Trey, thank you, Courtney. Trey Gowdy has been trying to get the former Secretary of State's emails. Well, news has just come out that Hillary never signed a Form OF-109. Now, this is a crucial document that all State Department employees, when they're leaving their office, they have to sign this document because it testifies that all official records have been turned over, including, but not limited to, classified materials and emails. So if Hillary had signed this, it would have constituted perjury. So she just didn't sign it. So reporters over the last couple weeks, even reporters that are known to be supporters of Mrs. Clinton, have been asking the State Department, hey, we want to see the document, OF-109. And the State Department has been dragging their feet. They've said, oh, we can't find it. It's amazing to me how branches of the government conveniently lose documents. State Department Jen Psaki finally admitted that there seems to be no record of Clinton following the OF-109 requirements. She then went on to say, it's no big deal. This requirement really is just more of a suggestion when it applies to Madam Hillary.
Number three. All right, number three. Here's the going from Mrs. Clinton, who is a presidential prospect, into a discussion of others who are running for president next year. Here's host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Ms. Meghan McCain, who's become quite a political analyst on her own. She says there's no way that Donald Trump, who this week you may remember said he was setting about the business of getting an exploratory committee together to see if he ought to run for president. Meghan McCain says, no way.
Donald Trump is announcing plans for a presidential exploratory committee. That's not good.
Yeah, I can't with this. That's another one of these things that makes my head want to explode. He's not really going to run for president. He's been saying this for years and years and years. There is no way Donald Trump is going to run for president. And then if he has to run for, if he actually ends up by some miracle actually making any kind of progress to run for president, he's never going to actually get any further because you're going to have to release your tax records. And we all know that he's not going to do that.
And he's got a lot of skeletons in his closet as well. As
and
well
he's not
as
a real person. He's a television person. personality, and the fact that we keep giving him the platform that he is given is one of the weirdest parts of being a part of Republican American politics. It's like, we're going to listen to all these politicians and all these leaders who have all these interesting things to say, and then we're going to bring in Donald Trump, who's going to give his take. And I think he's entertaining as a television host, but past that, there's not, we all know, everyone listening to this radio show right now, you two know, there is not one snowball's chance in Gila Bend, Arizona, that this man is going to actually run for president.
It's amazing that people like Donald Trump get so much attention, but that also sways people not to vote, because if people like Donald Trump, who are not taken very seriously, get some kind of traction, well, I certainly feel that I should not vote, because I don't want to waste my vote on somebody that like you said, is a TV personality.
Or Al Sharpton, who likes to run for president.
So I don't really know what the right answer is. It comes down to, I don't know if I really want to vote anymore if these people keep getting, if the candidates keep getting worse and worse and worse.
Ah, there's some food for thought for you. All right, so we'll move along. Comments, by the way, for us. It's if you want to email me any of the things you're thinking as we go through this list, it's Doug@DougStephan.com, and the comments are always gratefully appreciative, or I'm appreciative of your input, whatever it may be. Speaking of that, a hello to people listening to the countdown in Austin, Texas, and Milwaukee, and Indianapolis, and Raleigh. A shout out to people in Providence and Norfolk, Nashville. There's a station there carrying the Talk Radio Countdown show in any number of places, North Carolina, South Carolina, down in Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, hello, Jacksonville, and around Connecticut on three or four different radio stations. You can hear the Talk Radio Review every weekend. Stand by as we have the number two and the number one issue to still discuss on this week's Countdown.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you're hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Number two.
Number two item. A lot of time spent this week on the Israeli elections with good reason. Here from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Liddell talks to CBS Middle East correspondent Robert Berger. This is the morning after the Netanyahu somehow surprising everybody. At least that's what we think over here. I'm not sure whether the Israelis think that the same thing is true over there. There were some people who were pretty sure he was going to win. Anyway, the news media referred to it as a surprising victory. But remember, that's the news media here in our country.
Bibi wins big in Israel. What happened? Because, of course, the late poll suggested it would be the opposition. But maybe Benjamin Netanyahu was able to capitalize on the likelihood of a left victory to energize his troops and talk about things like a Palestinian state. What's the latest?
Well, Netanyahu, as of the exit polls last night, there was a tie. As of the polls last Friday, Netanyahu was down for 4 seats. Then we woke up this morning, Netanyahu winning comfortably with 30 seats for his Likud party in parliament compared to just 24 for the Zionist Union. So an amazing comeback by Netanyahu. He said in his victory speech that they defied all odds. And now he's in position to form what he called a nationalist right-wing government.
So the pollsters were wrong, or since polls are snapshots and there was a cutoff on polling, did not reflect the surge?
Well, the polls were really wrong, both the exit polls and the polls late last week. You can only speculate what was it that actually caused this reversal. Was it, Netanyahu's tough campaigning in the end? Was it the fact that he went further hard line by saying he wouldn't allow a Palestinian state? Maybe the undecided voters felt in the end that, Netanyahu is still, he's a powerful statesman on the world stage. He represents Israel well. Maybe they decided that that's the kind of Israel, kind of the leader Israel needs.
Well, maybe it's also the polls cannot reflect the lurch from other right-wing parties back to Likud.
Right. You know, it's possible that when he did come out and say he opposes a Palestinian state, that some of the people that were in these more rightist parties, the pro-settler parties, went back to the Likud, because indeed this other party called Beit HaYehudi, the pro-settler party, actually lost quite a number of seats.
Some critics of Netanyahu have said that his talk about on election day, Arabs headed to the polls in big numbers, Arab Israelis, that was kind of like a white southern politician who might have said yesteryear about African Americans turning out in great numbers.
Definitely wasn't politically correct. And, the Arabs, charged him with racism. On the other hand, he's making a point that might appeal, to the Israeli public that, Israel is a Jewish state, a Zionist state, and it shouldn't be the Arabs who are basically pro-Palestinian or who even identify themselves as Palestinians, that they shouldn't be the ones that determine the future of the state of Israel.
Number one.
All right, so we're back to what we're talking about here with the Israeli elections. President Obama told Prime Minister Netanyahu the U.S. would reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel after the statements leading up to Tuesday's election. The phone call was described by the White House as a message of congratulations on the victory, but it also carried a serious warning after the Prime Minister opposed the creation of a Palestinian state, and Netanyahu seemed to be walking back from that after the election. He endorsed it to get elected, but then after that he sort of backpedaled. Gee, sounds like a politician, right, under the circumstances. So there's the situation. Netanyahu, though, seems to have a firm grasp of what's going on and a firm grip on the government of Israel. Number one, as suggested a moment or two ago, will be up next here as we wrap up this hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, let's get into the number one issue this week on the countdown, Iran nuclear controversy. Do they have them? Should they have them? What happens if they don't have them? Here's how Sean Casey talking to retired Lieutenant General William Boykin about Boykin's take. The situation with Iran, their pursuit of nuclear weaponry, can we get a deal with them, et cetera, et cetera.
Your book was entitled Never Surrender. Is that what we're doing right now with the Iranian regime?
Yeah, total capitulation to the Iranians. They're going to have a John Kerry and Barack Obama wake up one morning and decide to really negotiate from a position of strength rather than a position of weakness. And so far, we've negotiated from weakness.
So everything that we know that Iran has said about Israel and about the United States, and the fact that they've already cheated on treaties that you've outlined in your piece today, there's something else about this Shiite regime that bothers you and a lot of others, and that is this idea that they're there to bring about Armageddon, their own rapture, if you will.
Well, they have a very apocalyptic theology, and that's what people simply do not understand. You see, too many people look at it through Western logic, and the logic goes like this. Look, they would never use a nuclear weapon against Israel, for example, because Israel is a nuclear power, too, and Israel will destroy Tehran with their nuclear weapon. Well, that's true. But that doesn't bother them. because every Jew that they kill is going straight to hell, and every Iranian that dies in a nuclear retaliation is a martyr, because they believe that in order to bring in the reign of their Messiah or their Mahdi, because they are Shia Twelvers, meaning they believe that the future Messiah was the 12th descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, who has disappeared as a young boy and is being held until the Day of Judgment, that he will only return and bring peace to the world when the world is in an absolute atmosphere of bloodshed and chaos. Now, is there a better way for them to bring about the bloodshed and chaos that would bring their Messiah than to use a nuclear weapon, particularly against their hated enemy, Israel?
All right, the one thing that the Lieutenant General overlooks is that this is the Muslim theory, and yes, there are Muslims who run the country, but what's overlooked is that there are millions of Jews and Christians that live in Iran that are becoming more of a very vocal minority there. Food for thought as we move into the second part of the coverage of Number One this week. Here's host Joel Heitkamp talking to Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia about the diplomatic efforts to prevent Iran from getting these nuclear weapons.
I want to talk about the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act, and I want to make sure the listening public hears it from you just exactly what that act is.
Absolutely, Joel. Well, first, I have been a strong supporter, like you, of diplomacy to try to find a path to a non-nuclear Iran. Them getting nuclear weapons would be catastrophic. It would lead to a nuclear arms race in the region. Other nations have already indicated that. But if we can stop that diplomatically, obviously we would prefer to do that. And so the president beginning these diplomatic negotiations in November of 2013 was exactly the right thing to do. And even people who criticized him at the time are now saying, but you know, that this during the period of negotiation, Iran has rolled back their program and they have lived up to the obligations under the interim deal, and the U.S. has lived up to our obligations. So now the question is, we're in the final stages of the negotiation. The act that I have introduced with the 13 other senators, 7 Democrats, 7 Republicans, basically says that if and when a final deal is reached, and if that deal tries to unwind or repeal sanctions imposed by Congress, then Congress, of course, must have a say in that. So, for example, if as part of a deal, the president wants to get rid of executive sanctions that are executive only, he can do that without Congress. If he wants to get rid of international sanctions and the other international partners agree, he can do that without Congress. But to the extent that a deal touches upon the congressional sanction statutes, which are the sanctions that have most affected the Iranian economy, then, of course, Congress should have a say. So what we do is we basically say, negotiators, do your best job. Come up with a great deal. Good luck to you. If you come up with a deal, 60 days before there is any relief from congressional sanctions, Congress should be able to review the deal and do one of three things. Either pass a resolution of approval, that's obvious, that would approve sanctions relief and it would go forward. Congress could take no action, and we define in our bill that no action is a tacit approval of the deal. Sanctions relief goes forward. If Congress passes a resolution of disapproval, that would stop, disallow any sanctions relief, unless the president vetoes it. And if he vetoes it and that veto is upheld in one house, then also sanctions relief can go forward.
All right, so there's the overview. We have all the top 10 talk topics listed at DougStephan.com, as usual, for the weekend, so that you can go in there and look at the list of the 10 that we've just reviewed and tell us which one is the most important as far as you're concerned. So let us know. From top to bottom, the weekly talk radio review, the top 10 top topics of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.